Well, we're back for another Sunday morning. And if this is your first time here, welcome. And we'll do a bit of a rewind, okay? So we'll mention that we're looking at different topics to see what the Word says about it. So we began with, we begin with God. We moved into the Word on evolution, okay? And that was quite an interesting week. We realized that that is the dominant, if you like, message that we get from our schools. And we need to really know what it's about so that we can have an answer and understand how it works. We looked at how we need to be toward humanity, how God made people and how we relate to each other. We looked at the Word on warfare and how that there's a battle that we're engaged in. We learned some principles about that. We looked at the media. We learned to discern. I remember stop, look, and listen in terms of what we're consuming. Debbie led us through the Word on prophecy 2 weeks ago. And some of us prophesied over each other. Some received words from up front. And I think for many of us, that was a very meaningful day. And last week, none of us were allowed to be disengaged because Nomalanga was like coming for us. You remember if you were here? It's like you couldn't hide in this room. She was after us to teach us about our lifestyle, how that we need to live in a certain way. Well, today we want to look at the Word on gifts. No, not birthday gifts, not Christmas gifts, but if we can kill the lights and unmute the audio, this is the kind of gifts we might be talking about. There's never been in the history of humankind a game with better graphics than Uncharted 4, only available on PS4, sadly. So you're going to have to upgrade that obsolete equipment you have at home. That is TK's car. I took that photo last night after a 21st birthday party that took place here. TK is Genevieve's husband. So if he pulls in here, that's the branding on his car. How cool is that? And they pay him to have that on his car. Have you ever searched for something? The whole idea that there's treasure to be found and you go on a lifelong quest to find it. You know what it's like if you've lost your phone? There is no greater problem on the world that has to be dealt with than when we lose our phones. I would rather lose a kid. You can make another kid, but you can't make another cell phone. I'm right. Losing something of personal worth. What if there's treasure out there, but that you have to go in search of it? What if you should be and can be embarking on a quest to find your spiritual gifts? What the heck are we talking about? Mark, what are you getting so excited about? Just ask the person next to you, hey, I haven't heard this idea before. What is a spiritual gift? Ask them, see if they've got some knowledge and wisdom for you. It's quite possible that you have some questions, and I want to answer some of those today, right? So I'm busy downloading from your minds. Yeah, got that question. Thank you. Got that. Rebecca, thank you. And Michael, I've got that. Thank you. So Let me just do it. Okay, so I'm going to answer the questions that they've been asking that you might be asking this morning. So what are spiritual gifts? Let me define it like this. They are supernatural abilities. So it's not a natural ability. Friday night was talent night. I mean, Andres was like flipping off here. There was poetry. There was all kinds of talents on shows. But those are more natural abilities. I mean, we might have been oohing and aahing. I mean, Danielle did a Sia-inspired Adele rendition. It was just on another level, you know. It like took the bar up here. She just didn't have the white and black mop on her head. It was amazing, but it's natural. There's a thing known as a supernatural ability that God comes and gives to us by the Holy Spirit. And that is for special, select, chosen Christians who have devotions every day and who go to church 5 times a week. Basically an Asher type who's born and bred in the church because his parents are kids pastors. No. How many Christians get them? Every Christian. Put your hand up if you're either a seeker or you're kind of a Christian and stuff. Okay, put your hand up. Then are you in that category? Yeah. So every Christian, with a goal to help us win our friends to Christ, to reach the lost, and also build people, build believers. So yes, you asked, who gives the gifts? And here's a verse that makes it very clear. There are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. The Spirit of God that comes to live in us on the day that I give my life to Jesus. When I say, Jesus, I want to be a child of yours, and I open my heart, and he comes into my life, the Holy Spirit comes and says, Mark, here's a gift for you. Probably don't even have to be like Drake and go on that long extended search. Do yourself a favor. Watch the 20-minute clip from that movie, the gameplay clip, okay? We just watched a trailer. You will not believe the journey and the adventure you will go on in the mountains. The South Africans in that act, you'll have to live through their accents, but you will really enjoy it. But that's a long journey to chase after the gifts. I don't think this journey has to be so long. And hopefully by the time 10 o'clock hits, you will have worked out what your gifts are. So who gets them? Every believer. This is what it says in 1 Corinthians 12, that the evidence of the Spirit's presence is given to each person for the common good of everyone. You get gifts from the Holy Spirit, every one of you, so everyone can benefit. It's like each of us brings something to the table. So Mark, what are the gifts? Rebecca was asking in her mind, and I got it from her. What gifts are available, right? Well, for example, there's this one passage, and there's actually four different passages that unpack the gifts. But in this one, we read that the Spirit gives one person the ability to speak with wisdom. To another, he gives the ability to speak with knowledge. It's a bit of a difference between wisdom and knowledge. We'll unpack these just now. To another person, the same Spirit gives courageous faith. Someone's got like outrageous faith. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. To another person, the ability to heal. Another can work miracles. Another can speak what God has revealed. And another can tell the difference between spirits. And another to speak in different kinds of languages. And another can interpret languages. There's at least 20, 30 gifts. And I don't even know if the New Testament necessarily limits it to that. So who knows? You might get something even beyond that. So there are two reasons why we get it that are hidden in that definition. And the first one is to reach the lost. The Bible says that if we are gathered and someone gives a prophecy and someone who doesn't know Jesus comes into the meeting, they will fall down on their knees, worship God, and declare that God is among us. So it's kind of like in worship, someone gives a prophetic word, and someone says, wow, God is actually with us. Another reason is to grow believers, to help your friends grow in Christ. When you gather, each person has a psalm, a doctrine, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. So people are using their gifts, and what happens? Everything must be done to help each other grow. That's what happens. People begin to grow. That's what the gifts are for. So really, you're going to work for pretty much the rest of this morning. So it's no good me just explaining what they are, but we are going to find out how to actually identify our gifts. And in fact, I'll come back to this in a minute or two. I want to first explain. I'm going to define each of the gifts very quickly, and then you're going to get to do this exercise. You up for it? It's kind of going to be like a test, but you can't fail. Boy, that's a cool test. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about right there. So let's begin to understand the gifts. There is the gift of administration. For some of us, you mentioned the word, I'm an administrator, and it's going to make your blood go cold. For someone else, it's like, yeah, that's what I love doing. This is to provide practical support to leaders or ministries. So you're going to bring your gift into the body and help things flow and work. I mean, someone this morning made sure that on that board at the back, that whoever's responsible for different things is up on the board and they know what it is, what they need to do, and when they need to do it. That's administration. We had a 21st birthday party in here yesterday afternoon into the evening for Ashley, our daughter, and it took a lot of administration. You can't just pitch up and what should we do? Let's order some pizzas. You know what it's like, girls, when you design your wedding or your 21st. It's like hectic. You've got it all down, right? What about the gift of discernment? To know if a message comes from God, man, or Satan. So I stand up one morning and I say, guess what, guys? The world's coming to an end at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Go on the roof and wait for God. The world's going to burn up. You need to discern if that's from God or not from God, okay? And God gives some of us that unique ability without even searching Scripture to say no one knows the hour when Christ will come again. You will just know it in your heart. There's the gift of encouragement where I can come and share a word of encouragement with someone and they say, like, how did you know I needed that? That was such a God moment. There is the gift of faith. The gift to trust God in a situation that looks impossible. Some of us as families may have been through impossible situations. And you just have this gift. You pray, you ask God, and you carry on knowing that God is with you. Some have a specific, unique gift of giving, to give generously to meet the needs of those around you. Not just talking maybe a tithe on a monthly basis, but someone lays on your heart the need to give away something specific and unique. And he might even tell you, hey, you need to give this person 200 rand. Okay, not for winning Friday night's talent show, but just because they have a need and you give and you find that you're blessed as a result. Some have the gift of healing, to pray for the sick and see healing take place. It's a gift. Don't you want that? I mean, what a cool gift. Someone in your family is sick. You pray and you see it happen. And you see it happen repeatedly, not just a once-off, which any of us can experience. The gift of help, to help others reach their potential and achieve their goals. So I'm going to come alongside you and help you achieve your goals because that's my gift. The gift of leadership, to help people work together to do God's work. Not everyone can get a group of people organized moving in the same direction. That's a gift. Gift of knowledge, to get understanding about a situation from God. It's like God downloads knowledge to you and you just understand the situation and you know what the next steps are for us to take. The gift of mercy, to act compassionately to those who are suffering. I pretty much suck at coming to your bedside in a hospital. I'd far rather Debbie's there because she's a lot more comforting. I'm like, come on, suck it up. Get up now, man. How long have you been in this bed? Look at the other people around you, much worse than you. Put a smile on your face, you know? I mean, I try really hard, you know, to like, oh, dude, really sorry. I mean, sorry, sucks you broke your arm. I'm glad you got your cast off, by the way. That's good news. Are you playing tennis again? And then it runs out. Then I'm like, come on, man. Stop falling out of trees or whatever you do, you know? And but other people just have this heart of compassion that is so desperately needed. The gift of miracles, to perform supernatural acts to bring glory to God. To pray so that something radical happens and people say, whoa, that must be God. That was a God thing. The gift of prophecy. Debbie shared on that. To share a message from God to build people up. How many of you were encouraged in that week of the prophecy week? I think there was some encouragement. Okay, it's not meant to like tell you that that sin that you committed last Thursday. The gift of service. We're near the end here. To identify and meet the needs of people around you. You're going to serve people in a specific area where they have a need. The gift of teaching, to bring God's word so people can understand it. God's word can be a bit confusing sometimes, you know? If you just jump around in the Bible and it's like, whoa, what is this all about, you know? But that ability to communicate it to people. Wisdom, to share wise insights so people know how to act. Wisdom is kind of like knowledge applied or knowledge on steroids. You can bring knowledge into a person's situation and they can actually understand things uniquely. So coming around to every table is a spiritual gifts test. And on the first page, you'll see a whole lot of categories. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to answer for every line, you're going to score it either a 1 to a 5. And you need to do this quite quick, okay? So it's not like a long essay test. You need to look at the question, the statement. You need to say, that's never like me, or that's always like me, or you know what? Sometimes that's me. So you give it a number between 1 to 5. You go through all of those lines. That could take you maybe even 10 minutes. Then you're going to flip the page over. You're going to transfer the scores to page B. So for 1, you'd give it whatever that score you gave it for that. And the numbers are all in brackets on the first page, and then you're going to add it up. And we will hover around. If you've got a question, put your hand up. And in the end, you're going to take your top scores, and those are going to be the indicators most likely to indicate what your gifts are. Go. Call us if you've got any questions. Okay, I think most of you are there. I'm going to walk through those definitions one more time and then get you to turn to each other and just share what your 3 gifts are. So if you're still just finalizing, that's okay. Remember, administration, if this is one of yours. Okay, if you could stand if administration is in one of your 3 categories. To provide practical support to leaders or ministry. There's the 3 musketeers, the practical support guys. Isn't that weird? You're together. Okay, sit. Stand if discernment is one. To know if a message comes from God, man, or Satan. Nice. I'm not surprised by that at all. Okay. Next one. Stand if you're an encourager. To share a word of encouragement with someone. Nice. Notice it's not just a girl thing to be encouraging, guys. You can actually have the gift of encouragement. Sit. Stand if faith is yours. To trust God in a situation that looks impossible. These are the faith people. They believe God for things. Right. Sit. Stand if giving is yours, to give generously to meet needs around you. That's cool. Don't forget, there could be a 4th or 5th as well. We're just kind of getting you to focus on your 3. Sit. Healing, to pray for the sick and see healing take place. If you're sick, then so Joel was in a bicycle accident, may have cracked his ribs. So we're going to stop and pray right now. Tim, I want you to pray for Joel. You know Joel, young Joel? Yes, he's friends with James. Yeah. Joel James. Yeah, and I think it might happen this morning. The mom just told Debbie. So we're going to pray that his ribs will be healed. Tomorrow's going to pray.
Father God, I just, Lord, I just thank you, God, that you're a God that heals us, Lord. I just come and join into your hands, O God, Lord, and I pray, O God, that every muscle around his ribs, O God, and every bone be strengthened, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Ish, that faith is too much. You know what I mean? She believes that. Okay, sit. Helps. Stand up. You got the gift of helps. To help others to reach their potential and achieve goals. Think of how you do that, you know, in your life, at school, wherever. Leadership. To help people work together to do good works, to do God's work. Gift of leadership. And some of you might find it's like number 4. You might, oh dear, I'm on the leadership team and I don't have that. Well, they're close. Okay, a lot of these are close. Knowledge. Stand if knowledge is yours, to get understanding about a situation from God. Who's got knowledge? Hey, she's no knowledge in the house, but it's specific. This is not just general knowledge. Is it for you too? That's great. Yeah, and it relates to the prophetic, right? Quite a bit. Mercy, to act compassionately toward people who are suffering. I'm sitting down while those people with mercy have the gift. Okay, you can help me with that. Miracles, to perform supernatural acts to bring glory to God. 2 weeks' time, Saviwe is going to be in the house teaching and preaching and activating that gift. Prophecy, to share a message from God to build people up. Nice. Then service, to identify and meet the needs of people around you. Yeah, no surprise for some of you. And then teaching, to communicate God's word so others understand it. Okay, wisdom, that's the last one. To share wise insights so people know how to act. Okay, so maybe I think that's helped you to share it already. Maybe, I don't know if you need to share it with the people next to you. How many of you are encouraged by what you've discovered? Okay? Some of us might feel, but that gift should have been higher up. Like Tebogo, like encouragement. I do that. Like, but maybe there's a specific understanding that the test was looking for. But here's what we can do. We can practice. Live into your spiritual gifts. Okay? Do something. You've got the gift of faith. Look for opportunities to use it. Volunteer in a way that's going to help your gift grow. Secondly, you can ask people for feedback. How do you think I'm doing? You know, if I come to you and say, so how do you think I'm doing? You know, do I show mercy? You can say, Mark, you suck at mercy. You really need to improve. And then I'll go away and I'll try harder. Oh, shame. Here's some bubble gums for you to chew. But you've got like a toothache. You know what I mean? Like, no, Mark, really, not bubble gums, panado, okay? And I can help. I can develop from feedback. And then pray. Pray to receive gifts. Pray that your gift will develop. Pray that it won't just lie dormant. Because we need to fan into flame the gifts that were given to us through the laying on of hands. That's a Bible verse. So I might need to fan it into flame. I need to stoke that fire, you know. Maybe that gift is dying or lying dormant, and I need to practice it more. And so talking about prayer, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you've given us each gifts. Thank you that no one remained seated this morning when we thought of this idea of gifts. And we know that you've given us gifts. We pray that we would step out in faith, that we would use the gifts that you have given us, that we would, even throughout this week, be praying, Lord, give us opportunities to use these gifts so that believers can be strengthened and so that lost people can come to know you. We pray this in your name. Amen. I encourage you to put your name on the front page of that. Take it home. Stick it somewhere in a safe place. Remember it. Come back to it in a year's time. We could even do it again. I'm sure we do it from time to time. Asher, you might remember we did this a couple years ago, maybe three years or something. So it's something that we'll come back to every so often. Huge opportunity next week to have a real giant. Well, no, just because he's tall, not really giant in any other way. Mario's sharing next week on suffering, and he's going to make you suffer, I'm sure. So hopefully we can learn a lot about. So how many of you got questions about suffering in life and why? You know, like what do I do and all that? So hopefully it's going to be an amazing week. I know it is. So God bless. Have a fabulous week.